Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be short at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring one of my favorite people on the planet back on the show, Joel Barker. Ladies and gentlemen, as you've heard me say before, he was teaching me and informing me and helping me to look at the world differently long before I knew him personally. Joel is one of the great futurists of our time, the author of several books on the topic, including Five Regions of the Future. His work and in explaining paradigms, the power of paradigms, is still groundbreaking as far as I'm concerned. He's also a great filmmaker, but we're happy about the fact that he is in a member of our brain trust and our friend Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. In the previous, in the early segment of the hour, Joel, I was reminding the audience about all the things that you forecast for us. You brought us to the show over the last 8 years, many of which now have come to pass, especially one example is 3D printing. So yeah. As we talk about some of these things, folks, just remember these. Joel's a futurist. His work is in foresight, and so that's what we're talking about. The first thing, Joel, is a new way of thinking of refrigeration.
Yes. It's GE's doing this work, especially GE and GE Europe have been working on this, and they are using actually a very old physics concept. It was discovered over 100 years ago that if you applied magnetic forces in the proper way, you could make something cooler. In air or water, liquid.
You would think it'd be warm, wouldn't you?
Well, the thing is, it takes the magnetic forces. Take energy out of it in a certain way that cool it down a little bit. So it's just one of these phenomena. But
well, how is it that we've known this about this for 100 years, but we're just now applying it?
Well, this is not the first time this has happened where somebody's discovered something and we said it is a curiosity that this happens, but we can't make it practical. And what has happened over the last 100 years, now think about that number, is that people have slowly gotten developed materials that produce a stronger and stronger magnetic field, and as you have a stronger magnetic field, you can then drop the temperature more. But here's the other part of it. Instead of trying to make one gigantic magnet and bring the temperature down 100 degrees, what GE has done is had a string of 50 of them, and each one was pulling it down about a degree and a half.
Wow.
And so the end result was in this chain, which now is not much longer than 3 feet long, you have material going, let's say a liquid going in at 100 degrees.
The transfer medium.
Yeah, and it'll come out at 0 degrees at the other end.
This is without a compressor?
No compressor, no freon, whatever they call it now,
but that the medium is a liquid of some kind over these, and so that therefore it's also going to be quieter.
Benign. Your pardon?
So that means it's going to be quieter too.
Oh yeah, exactly.
And does it produce heat of its own though? Does it give off heat?
You put electricity into it, so it uses energy. So
yeah,
wherever the energy is being made, there's probably heat being made. But
right.
at the source, the function is magnetic energy turned into temperature coolant, as you said, with no moving parts.
And does this make it less expensive to produce, to heat? I mean, to provide the cooling, or is it like, what's the advantage?
Well, the advantage is a fundamentally new way to cool. And if you remember, our refrigerator is almost always the most energy eating mechanism in our house.
Right.
So if you think about changing the refrigerators of the world to this system, which is 30% to 40% more efficient.
And probably it sounds like less mechanical.
Never break. It's one of those things that
Do these magnets last forever?
Magnets do last forever. And this, remember, this is induced magnetism. So you're using it's like electromagnetic. So so we get simple, we get
more efficient,
more energy efficient.
Yeah.
Longer
and you know what, the other thing, Joel, about this, it seems to me, talking about taking 100 years, how many things have we known about, but it was the way we knew about it wasn't in an efficient way that could be packaged into the form of the application that we need.
Exactly.
And so over time, it's not that we learned anything new about the science. It's just that we learned how to make it smaller.
The technology.
Yeah.
We went from science to technology.
Yeah, exactly. Well said. All right, we're going to take a quick break, folks. I told you we'd get smarter when Joel joined us. We're going to talk about how would you like to slow down hurricanes, ladies and gentlemen. Joel's got some reporting on that after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Born on the bayou.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.